While director Paul Verhoeven may have cut back on violence in his new movie, it is a hot commodity in Hollywood. But ads for a film called Captivity, which featured young actress Alicia Cuthbert being tortured, have been taken down because of public reaction to them. The film is still scheduled to open next month. It seems that every weekend, a movie with excruciating scenes of torture hits the theaters. A.S. Hamra is a film critic. Last year, he wrote an editorial for the Los Angeles Times called We Love to Torture, and he's in our New York bureau. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Any theories about why audiences want to watch people suffer?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. I think historically people have been interested in seeing acts of violence and of torture. I think it's significant that this is happening now in the wake of Abu Ghraib and during the war in Iraq. Another thing that torture films are about is they're an attempt to reconnect to the physical. They're this kind of fantasy of returning to a world when people were still, connecting to each other somehow, even if it's through pain and torture.
Many torture scenes and scenes of bloody violence are sort of the scenery for B horror slasher type films, but they're not confined to that kind of film. This year in the film Casino Royale, for example, there's a graphic scene where the James Bond character is naked and he's strapped to a chair with the bottom missing, and the villain hits him hard in a very vulnerable place.
I never understood all these elaborate tortures. It's the simplest thing to cause more pain than a man can possibly endure. And of course, it's not only the immediate agony, but the knowledge that if you do not yield soon enough, there will be little left to identify you as a man.
Well, in Casino Royale, was played for laughs. That was what was so interesting about that scene. It was more like a locker room scene than it was like a torture scene.
Oh, like snapping a towel at a guy?
Exactly, yeah, and that was towel snapping. That's part of what's so strange about that scene.
When was it that torture started to enter the mainstream? What was it, like Quentin Tarantino with his Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs is when it started entering into the mainstream, but I don't think it should be held against Tarantino. The torture in Reservoir Dogs is, I think, different than torture in subsequent films. We were asked to identify with the criminal who was torturing the cop, but at the same time we knew that it was wrong. We understood his motivations for doing that, which weren't, respectable ones at all. Today it would be a cop torturing someone, a suspect. The situation has been completely reversed. The thing that's most interesting about torture is which side it puts you on. And for the last few years, the American audience has been on the side of the torturer. That's the most disturbing thing about torture in movies and television.
I want to play a clip from the film Turistas. In this scene, a young American woman is being threatened by some Brazilian gangsters, and they're threatening to take her kidneys out.
If a rich gringo needs a kidney, what does he do? Wait and get sick and die like the rest of us? No. He comes here to Brazil to take advantage of our bounty and of our poverty.
Now here the torturer is justifying his actions as, sort of a third world revenge. Do you think this is a new representation of torture, that it can be justified?
Well, definitely these films, or most of them, seek to justify the torture somehow. In Turistas, they really worked hard to justify it. I mean, the kids, these vacationing Americans and English kids and Australians were so obnoxious and annoying that seeing them tortured was something that was fun. The kids were so stupid that, seeing them tortured in the name of third world justice, made the film more interesting.
Do you think it's a game for filmmakers trying to top one another?
There's this real sense of desperation in Hollywood filmmaking now. People are not going to the movies as much as they used to. And there's this idea that the mainstream audience, only responds to movies like 300 or Saw 3 or what have you. People try to pretend that that audience represents, the average viewer.
Do you think the torture of women is handled differently than the torture of men in these movies?
Women are the primary victims of torture in films like Turistas. These billboards for Captivity, I think, finally are what changed it. because they're too sexualized. If they were showing violence against men in those billboards, or if the violence was toned down a little, if it wasn't a young, attractive, blonde woman, I don't think it would be as offensive to people, because the connection between the torture and the sex was too obvious. Now, torture makes us all equal.
A.S. Hamra is a film critic and writer living in Brooklyn. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.